This is 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Hiplin. Arkansas's medical marijuana program has been on ice since March. That's when Pulaski County Circuit Judge Wendell Griffin voided the Medical Marijuana Commission's picks to license growers. On Thursday, the state Supreme Court hears arguments in the case, the first time medical marijuana has come before the court. In the first of a two-part series on the delay, Bobby Ampazon with Arkansas Public Media reports investors who laid out a great deal of money to get into the business are laying out a little bit more.
Basically, we're out here on sort of a busy road near an interstate connection out here on the bypass.
Brian Teeter is a serial startup guy. He was part owner in a group of cell phone stores.
I've owned a snow cone stand.
More recently, it's been construction and real estate.
Arkansas Fence and Guardrail and Little Rock Turnkey.
Anyway, he's got an interesting little spot here in West Hot Springs.
You know, our specific location was a video store. I mean, up until last summer, it was still operating.
Silver Screen Video. It still has the movie return drop slot.
Maybe the last video store that I've seen in existence. Last man standing for sure. They even still had VHS tapes. It was pretty cool.
And his plan is to turn it into a medical marijuana dispensary.
I might get into this business if I'm lucky enough to get a license.
That dream is costing him $1,500 a month. Now, it's not about the money. For one thing,
a true startup cost could be $1.5 million pretty easily.
Teeter thought he would know the first of the year whether or not he'd won one of the state's 32 licenses to retail medical marijuana. So he has basically a month-to-month deal just to hold the storefront. He doesn't even have a key. But each month brings him potentially closer to renegotiating with the landlord a long-term lease.
I, as a renter, don't want to enter into a 3 or 5 year commercial agreement, which is standard, on something that I don't even know is going to exist.
A medical marijuana store can't be just anywhere. It must be set back 1,500 feet from any church, school, or daycare. In Arkansas, there aren't that many existing locations that are a quarter mile from any church, any school, or any daycare, and visible enough for retail. And he's asking, if he were to lose this location now, would that void his application that he turned in September?
Do they come back to us and say, hey, you have 30 days to find another location? Do they tell us, sorry, we're gonna have to throw out your application based on the technicality of you no longer have the address specified on your application?
As a tenant, it puts him in a vulnerable position with his landlord.
He could come back to me and say, hey, I've got an offer to lease the property. Do you wanna lease it? Go ahead and enter into a long-term lease. Or maybe he could even come back and say, I can offer you a long-term lease and the rent rate is going to be higher than we talked about 6 months ago.
Teeter is one of perhaps hundreds of Arkansans for whom the delayed implementation of the business of medical marijuana is money out of their pockets.
Extreme frustration from the applicant side of it to the patient side.
That's Scott Harden with the Department of Finance and Administration, the agency that schedules and advises the Medical Marijuana Commission. One of the plans early on was to pick licenses by lottery. Department lawyers like this because it's perfectly random. An end run around allegations of selection biases or tampering. But the public spoke out mostly against it, and the commission, they picked the merit-based scoring system.
I think it is safe to say, had we done a lottery system, we'd likely have a dispensary probably on Main Street in operation today. I really believe that.
Today, the department is hoping the state Supreme Court will offer some direction forward. Not just for the process for the cultivation licenses, but the retail license applications that have yet to be scored.
We're going to have 32 dispensaries. Let's just assume each dispensary hires 10 people. Well, that's 320 jobs. So certainly don't want to take anything away from this as an economic driver around the state, because it will. I mean, you saw the New York Times came to Cotton Plant to do a story.
Cotton Plant in Woodruff County is the proposed site of one of the winning cultivation licenses.
We have no grocery stores. We have no banks. We have no gas stations.
That's Mayor Willard Ryland. And after the announcement this winter of the five winners, the New York Times sent a reporter down for a visit. Ryland's measure of economic development is so modest, he says he's in regular communication with Dollar General about just getting a store there.
This community was dying and it needed to be restored. That was my campaign motto, was change through restoration.
The mayor says if he was asked to make an argument before the Supreme Court justices,
I would ask them for mercy.
Mercy, he says, is what Cotton Plant needs now. Mercy and new employers.
Here we are, a community that needs it. The criteria that was set up for the medical marijuana was intended to help communities like Cotton Plant. The scoring process that was established, the highest points were generated in order to help communities like Cotton Plant. The Delta, people in the Delta have suffered enough.
Back near the bypass in West Hot Springs, Brian Teeter says this industry is like the Wild West, and it's going to take that frontier spirit to settle it.
You know, in some regard, we're prospectors, and we're those guys that go west in the covered wagon train, and we're trying to, you know, find something out there.
From Little Rock, Bobby Ampazon, Arkansas Public Media.
Arkansas Public Media comes from Hot Springs Village. Those looking for a place filled with arts, culture, dining, and entertainment can find it at Hot Springs Village, where visitors can golf, boat, hike, and play all day. More information is available at explorethevillage.com.